Ksivis Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksivis Tavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Testament base on the 10th line, Behinuma. The Mishnah said, Behinuma, if witnesses say that she had a Hinuma, Tamon Amin, Namnuma, Rabban Dahacha Amin, Kuryuma. There in Bava they call it a Nimnuma, which is an expression of sleeping. It's a veil over the color, it covers her eyes so she can sleep and no one will know. Rabbanon here in Etusar call it a piryuma, which is a canopy of myrtle. Yaitza v'roisha perua, the Mishnah said if she went out and her head was uncovered. V'chir v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, if they could go in Elu, she'yadza v'yom kippurim v'roisha perua. V'chir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said it's like these girls who go out on Yom Kippur and dance in the vineyards with their heads uncovered. Which is a tamon, am v'chir v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, eizu v'sulam in anisuin, koshu nechse l'chupa. Now there, in the earlier, Rav Chiya said in the name of Yochanan, what is a basula from Nesuin? She entered Chuppah, and witnesses testify that she did not have relations. The Gemara asked, why does she collect 200 due to an uncovered head? We should be concerned lest she is a basula from Nesuin, and therefore Ksuba is only 100. Zaysameris, basula min Nesuin, ain't the Yotzabarish of Hua. The answer is, this teaches that a basula from Nesuin does not go out with her head uncovered. V'chash leima shema mukaseitzi, perhaps she was a mukaseitz, why did she collect 200? Elekud meya, did meya oime mukaseitz, zubasa masayim vade, it follows Rabbi Meir who says that a mukaseitz receives 200s. And Rabbi Yochanan lechoshu al dva shein leimotzi. Rabbi Yochanan gives a second answer, it's even like what Bonon and Chacham were not concerned with something which is not common, such as mukaseitz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Roika oime afchilu klaye suaya. Rabbi Yochanan Baraika said in the Mishnah that even if they distributed parched grain at the Chuppah, this proves that she was a Basula. Why does she collect 200? We should be concerned that she is a Basula from Nesuin. And the answer is, this teaches that a Basula from Nesuin, they don't distribute parched grain at her Chuppah. Tani, Abashal Eime Af Mishehoi Lichai Lefaneha Chavis Shel Basuis. And Abashol taught an advice that even one that they bought in front of her a barrel of trimmer. We should be concerned lest she is a basula from Nesuin. The answer is, this teaches that a basula from Nesuin does not have bought in front of her a barrel of trimmer. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Moidu Vishua Ba'im Lechaveru Sadezu Shel Avicha Haisa. Mishnah says, Rishu agrees that if Reuben said to Shimon, this field belonged to your father and I bought it from him, Reuben is believed. The one who forbids is believed to permit, but that is admission. Shimon had no claim. If there are witnesses that the field belonged to Shimon's father and Reuben says, I bought it from him, then he is not believed. And the Gemara says, Moidu Rishu vein Pollock. They want to ask, why does it say Rishua agrees? He didn't argue in the Risha. Because Misa, the answer is in the first Perek, he argues where he said, she says that she was raped after Kiddushin, he says that she had relations before Irusin, but Rishua says that she is not believed. The Ramnema Beleza say that she is believed. We say he's not believed in the Sefer when he didn't eat the 3 years of Chazaka, but if he ate 3 years of Chazaka, then he is believed. V'shulei meis oviv mitoicha, aval meis oviv mitoicha, afilu shei ochla shoni Chazaka einai neman. Now, we say that if he ate the years of Chazaka, he's believed. This is when Shimon's father didn't die when he was muchzak in the field, but if he died in the field, even if Reuben ate the years of Chazaka, he's not believed. Ka'ador Reuben richel sadev cheskes. It's like the following case. If Reuben ate the payers of the field in the chazaka that is his, and Shimon brought witnesses that his father died in the field while owning the field, then we take it from Reuben and we return it to Shimon. Chazar Reuben behavi edim shalai meis aviv mitoicha, ama Rabbi Nachman by Yaakov, ana afikte Reuben, ana machzilei Reuben, rabban and hacha sabin kein. If Reuben later brought witnesses that Shimon's father did not die in it, means it's a suffix, which witnesses tell the truth. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov says, Beis Din took it from Reuben, and I return it to Reuben. Rabbanan here say so, Rabban the Taman Amrin, Mishasha Yartza Ura Yartza. But the Rabbanan there in Babel say that when it left Reuben's domain, it left through clear testimony. Now, the Sophic, we leave it with Shimon. And we take out the next number of words in the gear, so it should say, Am Rabbi Yossi, Moedu Rabbanan, Tetanon, Shilu Bashash, Rishoina, Shnaim Aimim, Meis Aviv, Mitoicha, Rishnaim Aimim, Lai Meis Mitoicha, Shasade, Becheskes Reuben. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbanan there agree that if initially two said that his father died in it, and two said he did not die in it, the field is in Reuben's Chazaka. Am Rabbi Yochanan Matani Kain, Shnaim Aimim, Meis, Rishnaim Aimim, Lai Meis, Leitinase, Vemnisis, Leitetse, Shnaim Aimim Nisgarsha, Shnaim Aimim Loin Nisgarsha, Leitinase, Vemnisis Tetse. Rabbi Yochanan said, as support from Abaisa, if two witnesses say that her husband died and two say he did not die, she may not remarry, and if she remarried, she need not leave the marriage. If two say she was divorced and two say that she was not divorced, she may not remarry, and if she remarried, she has to leave the new marriage. And she say now, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, That's a whole sentence added to the Gesa by the Kovan Eder. The Menachem Bar Yossi says she leaves. The Menachem Bar Yossi says, when do I say that she leaves? It's when the latter witnesses came and after she remarried. But if she remarried and after the latter witnesses came, then she does not leave. Taman Amrin, Laishniyahi, Mesa, Higirushan, Latinase, Vemnesis, Laitetse. There in Bavel they say that death and divorce are the same. The text of the Baisa says in both cases she may not remarry, and if she remarried, she need not leave. Al Tatehun du Habonon de Taman Nicha Hi Misa Hi Gerushin, Al Tatehun du Habonon de Hacha Ma Ben Misa Ma Ben Gerushin. The Gemara asks, according to Habonon there, it's fine. Death and divorce are the same. According to Habonon here, in the Yochanan's version of the Baisa, what's the difference between death and divorce? Zeira Amala Stam Rechia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Hadas Machras Le'edei Misa She'ilo Yavoi Hu Machish. Zeira himself and Rechia quoting Rabbi Yochanan said the reasoning dictates that witnesses of death, since if he would return, he clearly refutes them, she fears to rely on them and checks well before remarrying. Witnesses of divorce cannot be clearly refuted, so she does not check well. Amar Rechizkia Rabbanan de Taman Kadatin Kamadu Rabbanan the Taman Amin, Meshai Shiyatza the Edith Bura, Yatza Kain, Rabbanan the Taman Amin, Hacha, I should say, Meshai Shiyanithis the Edith Bura, Nithis. Chizkiah said that Rabbanan there hold like they taught elsewhere, just like Rabbanan there say that when the field left, it left through clear testimony. So Rabbanan there say here about divorce, that when he married her through clear testimony. We don't change our ruling now, there's a suffix. Amar Biyosi le Mistavra, le Mechalfa should sin, Rabbanan the Taman. Rabbi Yossi rejects that and says this is unreasonable because rather Rabbanan there reversed their opinion. Like Moedu Rabbanan the Taman, Shilim Bashar Rishona, Shnaim Aimim Meis Aviv Mitecha, Shnaim Aimim Lai Meis Aviv Mitecha, Shasade Becheskas Reuben. Do Rabbanan there not agree that if initially two said that his father died in it and two said his father did not die in it, the field is in Reuben's Chazaka? Elo Shnaim Aimim Nisgarsha Venisis, Shnaim Aimim Lai Nisgarsha, Loi Tetse Yos. Had the Baisa said that if two say that she was divorced and she remarried and two came and say that she was not divorced, she need not leave properly, we would say that Rabbanan hold like they taught elsewhere. However, the Baisa discusses when she remarried after all the witnesses came. Masnisa Peliga al Rabbi Yochanan Shnaim Aimim Niskadcha or Shnaim Aimim Loi Niskadcha Loi Tinase Vimnisis Loi Tetse. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from Abaisa. If two say that she became Mekudeshes and two say she did not become Mekudeshes, she may not marry someone else. If she married, she need not leave. And Rav Hoshea, Patala, Rav Yochanan, Shnaim Aimim Niskadcha Vimniskarsha, Shnaim Aimim Loi Niskarsha, Latinase Vimnisis Loi Seitse. Rav Hoshea says that Rav Yochanan can answer that two say that she became Mekudeshes and was divorced, and two say she was not Mekudeshes and not divorced. She may not marry someone else, and if she married, she need not leave. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between this and the first Braisa, in which if two say that she was divorced and two say she was not divorced, she may not remarry, and if she remarried, she leaves. Taman, Huchzaka, Eshes Ish, Bifnei Hakol, Bamhachal, Huchzaka, Eshes Ish, Ela Bifnei Shnayim, and we take out the next few words. There, all establish her to be an Eshes Ish, however, here, only two establish her to be an Eshes Ish, and they said that she was divorced. Now she's in a Masnisa, Pligal Rabbi Yochanan, Shnaim Aimim Nishbeth Vihitayura, Shnaim Aimim Nishbeth Vihitmeya, Lotinase Vimnisis Lotetse. The Gemara asks the question again for Bierchon, for Abaisa, if two say that she was captured and she's Tahira, and two say she was captured and she is Tamea, she may not marry a Kohen. If she married, she need not leave. Amav Yosi Macha she'ilo aimim Tahira ve'ilo aimim Tamea, k'misha ilo aimim Nishbeth ve'ilo aimim no Nishbeth ve'anan Chayim Mipia. Rav Yosi answers that since these said Tahira and these said Tamea, it's as if these say that she was captured and these say that she wasn't captured, whereas on her, and she is believed to say that she is Tahira. Shnaim ayim nefkatcha, or shnaim ayim loin nefkatcha, Rav Yoina medamila lechalavim. If two say that she became a Kodeshith and two say she did not become a Kodeshith, Rav Yoina compares this to the case of Chelev. Ilu shnaim ayim ploini ochol Chelev, v'shnaim ayim loy ochol Chelev, shema ayim mevi oshan tolei, misofik, v'acha yitun get, misofik. If two say that a certain person ate Chelev, which is forbidden fats, and two say that he did not eat Chelev, does he not bring a korban ashem toli because of the suffix? And similarly here, he gives a get because of the suffix. Amalei Rav Yosi lo itadmina lechalovim shekein afilu ama libi nekdini maybe ashem toli. Rav Yosi rejects that and says, don't compare this to chelev because it's different. Even if a person says, I am unsure and there are no witnesses, he still brings an ashem toli. Masnisa pliga al Rav Yosi shnaim oimim nifkatcha or shnaim oimim lo nifkatcha lo tenase. With a question against Rav Yosi from the Baisa, if two say that she became a Kodeshith and two say she did not become a Kodeshith, she may not marry someone else. According to Rav Yosi, we should rely on her. The Sefer Pliga Rav Yoina im Nisus should say Loi Teitzi. And we have a question against Rav Yoina from the Sefer, if she married, she need not leave. If this is like a case for which one brings an Ashim Tole, surely she has to leave. And Rav Mana Loi Rav Yosi Oimer Tinase v'Loi Rav Yoina Oimer im nisus teitzei loy amala ela loy tedmina lechalavim shekein afilu ama libi nekdini mevi ashem tolei. Rav Mana answers that Rav Yoina does not say if she married she must leave, just so that we can compare it to chelev. And Rav Yosi does not say that she may marry. He said only to compare it to chelev, because even if she says I'm unsure, he brings an ashem tolei. Both agree that mitzvah bonon she may not marry lechatchila, but the ever though she need not leave.